We're going to finish what we started around here. I'm going to tell you that. We're going to finish what we started. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for St. Patrick's Day, Tuesday, March 17th, 2020. This is the No Panic Zone. Good to have you here. Thank you for stopping in. Governor Whitmer is ordering a temporary prohibition on large assemblies and events over 50 people. The president says it should be no more than 10. Some people should have said there should be none at all. If you need weed, no problem. Curbside delivery coming here in Michigan. That from the Michigan Cannabis Regulatory Agency. So you got that going on. And number one, the pandemic could last until July or August, and it could send the economy into a tailspin. A recession could be on the way, too. That according to the president, but nobody seems to care. The market down 3,000 points yesterday, and it's become background noise for so many. They continue to look for a vaccine, and human tests have already begun. But no solution in the immediate future. So what about the changing sciences of it all? What about telehealth? What about getting in touch with your doctor and not having to leave home? Well, the president knocked down many of those barriers. And my next guest is an expert in the field of technology when it comes to being able to connect to your doctor in telehealth. Jeff Ross joining us. Jeff, how are you?
I'm fine. Great. Thanks. Thanks for having me on, Steve.
So you're an IT guy, and you're running wild right now, I can only imagine, making sure that people's systems are up and running. But you have the ability to put people in touch with their doctor, and they never have to leave home, and they never have to expose themselves to a virus, and they can have all sorts of things checked. Is that my understanding?
Yes. That's been going on, but the Trump administration, in response to Corona, relax the rules on telehealth, allowing providers to put remote technology in patients' homes and monitor it, and prevents the isolation for the patients because they can have a tablet. They can have two-way communications with that. That's it's a double function. It prevents isolation of the patient, and it allows the patient to give feedback directly on the care that they're getting.
Now, I haven't seen the whole bundle of changes in the regulations, Jeff, but I know, obviously, in the past, very difficult to get prescriptions of any significance doing telehealth. You had to see a doctor in person. You had to go to the doctor's office. Some medications required you had to go, for example, if you have stimulants or any other black-label drug, you'd have to go to the doctor's office once a month, once every 3 months. That's not going to be required for many treatments going forward, so this is a big step forward. Now, having said that, it also means people become shut-ins to some extent, but this technology, the technology that you are involved with every day, makes it better for everybody every day. This interconnected world couldn't come at a better time than having this pandemic right now. Is that fair to say?
Oh, absolutely, because you have the equipment in there, and the patient can use the glucose monitoring, the blood pressure, whatever the case may be, and they can still have that real-time one-on-one connectivity with a doctor or caregiver to reassure them that they're okay. And then on top, technology in those tablets to do video chat, whatever the case may be, to reduce that isolation.
Right. So Jeff Ross on the phone with us, an IT specialist who has spent a lot of time making sure that people are outfitted with everything that they need. So I'm going to guess, Jeff, that the future holds something like, here's a hand pad of some sort. You put your hand on it. It will take your temperature. It'll figure out your blood pressure. It'll be kind of like a diagnostic machine like you have on a modern motor vehicle, right? It'll check several different things. So the doctor can say, okay, I've got some basic baseline information on you. Now can you give me your temperature, which will probably come off that pad as well. And this gives the doctor some working information to say, okay, we need to adjust your glucose. We need to adjust your blood pressure medicine. All of these things are now possible.
Absolutely. And the future is now. As of 2 days ago when Trump legalized this, or deregulated, whatever the case may be, so a provider can actually bill for those services and roll those out to patients. So, as we've discussed before, tragedy leads to technological innovation. So, this is just going to catapult this iHealth or home health into the whole new digital era.
So as some industries are taking a terrible hit today, that being restaurants, bars, and gyms, Other places are seeing an expansion. Amazon calling for 100,000 new employees. IT folks like yourself will need more people to put more machines in more people's homes to protect the health of those folks. A lot of difficulty ahead, but a lot of upside as well. Give us the last word, Jeff.
Technology is your friend in this because it will connect you to the world. So you can self-isolate, but you can still watch your movies, connect to work, whatever the case may be. So call your technology provider and, you know, ask about the solutions that will help you, you know, get through this if it is a prolonged, you know, July, August, what they're saying, isolation.
There you go. Jeff Ross, IT Specialist, thank you so much for your input. It is the future, like you say, is now. Couldn't come at a more important time. Thank you for joining us on short notice.
Thank you, sir.
There you have it. All right, so here's more breaking news for you coming across the wire right now. The Trump administration is going to seek about $850 billion in emergency stimulus cash to confront the coronavirus economic fallout. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin to present details to the Senate Republicans a little bit later today. But the Trump administration will be asking Congress to approve a massive economic stimulus package, $850 billion, to stanch the economic freefall caused by the coronavirus. Four officials familiar with the planning said Tuesday to the Washington Post. That's coming out in just the last 5 minutes or so. So a massive stimulus package is being put together. It would come in addition to another roughly $100 billion that aims to provide paid sick leave for impacted workers, though the details of that legislation remain fluid as it moves through Congress, likely to be voted on today in the United States Senate. Mnuchin would like to see the package pass the Senate by the end of the week, he told senators Monday night at a meeting at the Capitol. So moving quickly to try to patch things up. And the Dow futures right now, after yesterday's colossal losses, up about 300 points. The Dow futures, last time I checked, up about 300 points. And so all of these things are moving quickly. Testing is rolling out in earnest across the country today. You'll have massive testing in the United States. It'll be increasing every single day for the foreseeable future. That means your numbers of patients sick with the coronavirus identified will go up dramatically, but the fatality rate will plummet along with that. The percentage will plummet, because you'll find that a lot of people have this illness, but they are not in any way in a life-threatening situation. By the way, this part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. And as our communities respond to the global and local impact of the coronavirus, our hearts and prayers go out to all of those who have been affected. At MyPure Health Solutions, we are committed to remaining vigilant and will continue to make decisions based on the information from our CDC and our local and state authorities. We remain committed to supporting our clients and all of their weight loss and wellness goals. So please, everybody, remain vigilant, remain calm, and know that people at places like MyPure Health Solutions are thinking of you. This is the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show. On St. Patrick's Day, unlike any St. Patty's Day I've ever seen before, no green beer, just sheltering at home. We'll be right back. When you're young, losing money on Wall Street is a relatively minor setback because you still have plenty of time to recover. But when you get to be our age, it's a different story. We don't have the luxury of time, and a bear market now can do some real damage to your hopes for a comfortable retirement. Hey, it's Steve Gruber. Bruce Van Hull and Michael Douglas understand that. And that's why they like to design a portfolio that provides you with income, no matter what the market is doing, without sacrificing potential for growth. Don't let Wall Street dictate how you live your retirement. Talk to Bruce and Michael today about how to protect what you've worked so hard to build. Call 517-323-7526 and schedule a portfolio review today. That's 517-323-7526, or get online at MyLifePlanFinancial.com. MyLifePlanFinancial.com.
Steve Gruber was compensated for this ad. Life Plan Financial Design, Inc. is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Michigan.
Attention small business owners with 10 to 250 employees. Do you offer an effective 401k plan to your employees? Are you comfortable with all financial liability? The Michigan Chamber is offering its members the first statewide multiple employer 401k plan. Now, small businesses can offer their employees all the investment benefits a large company can at a competitive price. The program is powered by TriStar Trust Bank, a Michigan bank specializing in full-service wealth management. TriStar will work with your employees, understand their needs, and design an investment portfolio to achieve their goals. To learn more about the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Retirement Plan, go to michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Plan is available to Michigan Chamber members only. Become a member and receive $100 off by mentioning this ad.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.